Hello, everybody, and welcome to another RPG Commentaries. We're here for a shit fest. I'm your host, the Marvelous Iggy. Joining me is Dragon Master, Mr. Dragon. Say hi.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the best video game movie.
Not gonna lie, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I saw this movie four times in the theater because I loved it as a kid. I could not get enough of this.
And then you look back on it.
It's like, oh god, I would actually fall asleep during Christmas watching this movie. But here we are, a year ago.
This definitely is the perfect Christmas movie, isn't it?
It's weird. Here we are, last year for around MKX time in April, we recorded a Mortal Kombat commentary. Now we're finally doing the sequel, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which is a compilation of MK2 storyline along with Mortal Kombat 3 storyline. It's a fucking mess.
Nah, man, what are you talking about? Everything is not convoluted. It's all a simple storyline.
Well, it's really simple. It's just bad. This is a bad movie.
I also find it very interesting that they recapped the first movie.
Yeah, like this is really odd to me that they went to recap the first movie. They don't show the old Johnny Cage though, because the Johnny Cage in this movie is a different actor. Same with Sonya Blade.
Which is a damn shame.
Yeah, well, I like the new Sonya Blade better. So, when did you first see this movie?
I don't remember. I think it might have been when I was over at a friend's house, and he was just having it play on his TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at these shitty, weird-ass... look how horrible this looks.
Nah, man, this still looks good today.
Oh, my God, please don't be like that. You can't tell me... look how bad this looks. And not even, like, from, like, a... This movie's 19 years old, by the way.
God, yeah, it is.
It's crazy.
I like the perspective they have on the buildings as it pans.
I mean, it's nice, like, but like, look at this. And there's Robin Shu, right? Returning as Liu Kang.
Martin Short.
And that is the freaking look. You saw the cardboard foam on that pillar.
Like, no, it's great, man.
Are you gonna be like this the entire commentary?
You can tell it was an actual brick.
And, of course, the recast. Oh, look, it's... actually, I think Mintaro looks pretty cool. We got Mintaro, Ermac.
Whom we never actually find out what their names are in the movie.
No, Rain, and Shiva. You only know these characters if you... outside of the main cast, you only know the side characters if you play the games. And, of course, Shao Kahn himself.
Who does not wear the mask properly?
No, this is a... this is not the MK9 Shao Kahn.
Whose face is just melded into that mask.
Exactly. But this is a more humanoid Shao Kahn. Not gonna lie, as a kid, like, I love this movie.
Shao Kahn just looks like a very piss-poor cosplay.
Well, this entire movie's just piss-poor cosplay.
Christopher Lambert, when did you have plastic surgery?
Yeah, they recasted him. I mean, and for one thing, like you said, I think you and I remember this, is that there's Queen Sindel. They actually
weren't you her. Dead?
This is, hold on, I'm gonna be quiet here.
Hey, how's it going?
That's so bad.
Nah, man, it's traumatic.
It's like we're jumping right into it. Oh, this is so bad. Is it me? Or is it, what is up with the weird blurring effect?
It's to let you know that they're doing it super quick, and it's super powerful and magical.
I do like Shao Kahn's mask as an idea, like how it looks visually. Maybe not how he wears it, but oh wow, we're getting right into a fight. Holy crap. See, look at that. You can tell that was just like, just point it green. It's like he doesn't shoulder tackle him, he just shoves him like, eh.
Yeah, that's pretty much how Shao Kahn rolls in Mortal Kombat, what, 3?
No, but like he actually uses his shoulder. He doesn't push you, he shoulder tackles you. What the fuck? See, that shot makes no sense. Because it looks like he jumps away from him and then somehow comes back around.
Nah, man, it was the flying torpedo. It all makes sense. He teleports.
I swear, there's so much flipping in this movie.
There's uppercut. A lot of flipping whenever you play Mortal Kombat. True. Let's be honest
here.
Yeah,
true.
Everybody jump kicks.
Why does it look blue? Why does he look blue?
Was it Star Wars Empire Strikes Back?
Oh, here it comes. Here comes the moment. God, I forgot how quick this happens.
Now whip it into shape.
It's kind of weird seeing Shao Kahn use
a
weapon.
It's not too late.
It's kind of weird seeing Shao Kahn use a weapon that's not his hammer.
Yeah, it's pretty blasphemous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't. No, actually, uses his hammer, but only once.
Wow, this this went through all the acts of the first movie pretty quickly.
Yeah, Shadow Kick.
You have a fight, and then Shao Kahn just hides behind the lady.
Yeah, pretty much.
Push it.
I'm not gonna lie.
Symbolism.
This freaked me out as a kid because this is one of like the stars of Mortal Kombat 1, and like you know I couldn't tell it was a different actor back then.
Yeah, because we only see him for 2-3 scenes.
Yeah, exactly. But they kill him off because Jax is coming in because Kevin Forbid have two male competing leads for Sonya's love or something.
Right.
Even though Jax isn't competing for her love.
So nobody wants to help Johnny there? No?
This is so stupid.
Sure. I'll negotiate with the terrorists. Why would you let them go?
And we don't see the neck break. You just hear it. And Johnny Cage, and just like that, within what is it? How long have we been recording? Like 3 minutes? Not even? 6 minutes. Freaking Johnny Cage is dead.
How will he ever know if he had his name tattooed across his chest?
Never.
We won't ever find out for another 15 years when Mortal Kombat 9 comes out.
This actually looks pretty cool, though. This right here, with the comment. One thing I can say positive about this movie that I like is the soundtrack. I really like the soundtrack.
That's an interesting set piece that came out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, I think it's like supposed to be like it's not a like a crucifix, but it's like, you know, like
people would be offended if it were.
No, it's more like look at my trophy. This is look at my wreckage.
That explains a lot of why people always want their enemy's skulls.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Dragon. Kinetically in the game, Johnny Cage dies via Montaro in the original series, right? Like Montaro kills him kinetically.
I definitely know that Johnny Cage dies at some point.
Yeah, because he's not in 3, right? Or is he in 3?
I don't remember. It's been quite a while since I played the first 3 games.
Okay. Because I think, like, kinetically, he dies. And then he comes back, because, of course, everybody comes back in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, death has no actual punishment.
Well, except for, yeah, even when Liu Kang was killed, he came back as a zombie.
Yeah, only 3 people have actually suffered any consequences of dying, which is Scorpion, Noob Saibot, and Liu Kang.
And they're all fighting well.
Well, then again, that number's kind of boosted since Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah.
With Kitana, Kung Lao, and Liu Kang again.
So now, like, as an initial premise, because, like, this is basically, again, the plot of MK3. Because in MK2, the plot is basically Shang Tsung has failed, so we're going to bring... They're supposed to go to Outworld and fight in Shao Kahn's tournament. They skip that portion because this came around the same time as MK3, and basically the plot of MK3 is Shao Kahn just says, fuck the rules, I'm invading Earthrealm regardless, and this is what this movie's about.
It already looks like he's getting pretty sick and tired of that long hair.
Yeah, well, I mean, he cuts it later.
Spoilers?
It's an 19-year-old movie.
Spoilers?
I didn't spoil what else happens to Raiden. Also, Christopher Lambert, because he probably didn't want to have anything to do with this movie.
Why not? Sonya, are you a little cold there?
But I do. That being said, I think this actor's name is James Remar. I love this guy's voice. Like, next to the guy who voice acts Raiden now, like this is what I heard Raiden sound like for the longest time. He has a very deep, like, regal voice about him. I don't know what it is, but.
But pretty much the only returning cast is Liu Kang and Kitana, right?
Yeah, Talisa Soto and Robin Shu, yes. Not even Jax. Like, the actor who plays Jax is not the same actor who plays in the first movie.
Was Jax in the first movie?
Like, for, like, a minute when they were hunting Kano.
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck did this come from?
From over there. You didn't see it on the way inside? Yeah, that was... Definitely a reaction to a whoa.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, that the was... fuck did you say?
You would think with the shit they've seen, you know, they wouldn't be surprised anymore, but I guess not.
I mean, why would they? It's not like they're fighting interdimensional warriors.
Oh, look. I'm going to get your favorite character in MK.
Cyrax?
Nightwolf. Don't you like Nightwolf?
I really like the aspect that he's a technology guy.
Oh, God.
And he doesn't get any of his powers unless he fuses with his wolf.
His pet wolf.
His pet wolf.
Oh, that's very... I think he
this
got a
looks
little,
very sexual.
I think he got a peek. I think he got a peek.
Probably. She wasn't wearing a bra.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fuck plot. We're just going to do action. That's what this movie's about.
It replaced plot with camp.
Pretty much.
Nothing but camp.
Like, you can tell just by looking at it, it's a completely different tone from the first movie.
Eight people with armpit fetishes. How's this doing for you?
God damn it. It's either that or like bare shoulders or something like that.
Well then, how would y'all hold on to each other if both of your arms are strapped to the top?
One of them is for Luke.
Oh.
King. And this actually looks pretty cool because this is Shang Tsung's.
Oh hey, two moons.
Shao Kahn's tower. And that pit that you see over that's overlooming it, I actually thought that's where the final battle was going to be because it just looks like one of those arenas. But it's not.
Nah.
It's not.
Well, it had just been a reference to one of the levels.
Probably, but I'm just saying as a kid when I first saw this, I was like, I mean, it makes sense. It's not Shao Kahn's throne. It's, you know. And this is
I wonder how he gets out.
What do you mean?
Like, what if he just wants to go to a supermarket and be like, hey, can I have a sushi roll? I know you got your sushi rolls.
He probably just takes off the mask because nobody recognizes him with the mask.
Well, I mean, just getting out of his castle because it's nothing but a pit around him.
Oh, true. So that hooded man is Shinnok.
Which you would never think would be.
Because technically Shinnok's not a creation at this time. Because Shinnok... Wait. No, I think MK4 came out... Hold on, I'm going to look it up. When did MK4 come out? Because MK4 is Shinnok's official debut.
That was a very necessary flip.
Yeah.
Also, in the subtitles, it misspells Raiden's name.
Is it R-A-Y-D-E-N?
R-A-I.
Oh. No, is that how you spell Raiden? R-A-I-D-E-N?
Yeah, in the subtitles, it's spelled R-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
Because they flip-flopped it multiple times. For right, whatever
Mortal
reason.
Mortal Kombat 4, October 5th. 1987. So this came out the same year as Mortal Kombat 4.
Yes.
So Shinnok was probably, I don't know I think it came out in the summer, so this is technically Shinnok's first appearance. Doesn't even look like
what we know of Shinnok today.
Yeah.
Actually, he's also very bony today in Mortal Kombat X.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you turn him into a damn demon.
Yeah.
Then he becomes unfair.
They actually made Shinnok cool. Because in Mortal Kombat 4, Shinnok was the like really this, it's a downgrade from Shao Kahn. Let's be honest.
Well, Shang Tsung. Because his thing is he can steal the abilities from.
No,
other
no, I'm talking about in terms of like order of appearance, not necessarily power set. Like after MK3, you beat Shao Kahn, and in the next MK game, it's this. Holy crap! This movie moves fast. It's already going to get into another fight sequence.
Hey man, we've already discussed that this is going to be nothing but camp.
True. Oh, look, we're getting at a Tinder moment.
Yeah, I'm sure this will last for a whole 5 minutes. So, you want to do it? Get back in the ball and we can have a little fun, you know what I mean?
And now we have our... Actually, this is actually pretty cool, but again...
And now we have our first appearance of my favorite character, Sub-Zero.
Smoke.
Oh,
no,
shit.
This is Smoke. Not yet. Sub-Zero later on.
Where's your friend Noob?
So what do you think of his costume?
It looks very robotic-y, but black.
I mean, it's gray.
It's black. That is just full-blown black. Come on.
You know, no, it's gray. It's not black. That looks gray. That looks more. It looks more silver, I would say, anything. That's not black.
Are you sure it doesn't look yellow?
No, it's not. We'll get
like
him.
Like Zoom from The Flash?
But no, I'm asking you, what do you think, like, design-wise, like, what do you think? Like, I mean,
I think he looks pretty cool and faithful to Mortal Kombat 3. I would totally cosplay as one of the cyborg ninjas.
Do you prefer, let me ask you this, do you prefer, in terms of the cyborg ninjas, do you prefer the, like, this look or the new recent look from MK9 and eventually, and soon to be X?
9 Cyrex is totally awesome, yeah.
But you like the old school ones too?
They're pretty cool. I would cosplay as either or. You didn't even do any.
No.
Those are very thick fan.
Yeah, this is the only time we see her famous fans. She doesn't do anything with them.
I mean, she showed them off and she...
I know, that was it. That was it. That being said, though, the fights in this, I actually really like. Like, that's the only saving grace I think this movie has, is that when they do fight scenes, they're much more energetic.
Choreographed?
Yeah, they're more... Well, no, I wouldn't say better choreographed. I would say they're more energetic.
Proton Cannon!
That was... That fucking flip, like, that was clearly assisted, because he should have been hit. But, no, I mean, I don't know if they're better or not, but they're definitely more fast-paced, which makes them a little bit more fun to watch. Yeah, I'm gonna kick you.
What's this doing for you?
I do like that if you pay attention and you hear smoke move, you can hear, like, a whirring sound every now and then. You know, it's...
Oh, shit, it's spreading its proton cannon.
I'm sorry, what is he gliding on? What was he gliding on? What was he hooking?
That was a big icicle.
But like, what was he using to latch on? His foot?
He had his legs wrapped around
and
it.
Now all of a sudden, for so no fucking reason, Sub-Zero's here.
By the way, first appearance of my favorite character, Sub-Zero.
His younger brother version, because you can tell by the ice car.
Way to fucking spoil it, asshole.
Oh my god, really? Played the fucking game. That being said, though, these are... And without the mask.
That scar sure is real. Why did you help me?
How do you know this, Sub-Zero?
Because you murdered my brother, who will definitely not come back to haunt me for some reason.
There's a weird sense of time with this movie, because they have 7 days to stop Khan, and it's already been 2 days since they've been traveling.
You know what? At least this movie does have a lot of...
What?
Very great lines.
Very fucking cheesy-ass lines.
Cheesy, great, and memorable. That's what we're looking for here.
You know, nowadays, somebody can cosplay as that with the half amount of money they took to make this movie. I bet you some cosplayers can actually make better Sub-Zero costumes than that. Ice Bridge.
I created it from the plastic and that I found from the Batman and Robin movie.
Yeah. And for no fucking reason, this guy is here. Hello. I mean, I guess he's working for Shao Kahn, so I guess that makes sense. But for no... Hey, look, it's everybody's favorite. Scorpion.
Remember me? You thought I died. And I did. But I came back.
Oh, I actually thought that was pretty cool how they did the frozen clone.
Yeah, the ice clone.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Again, this is one of my more favorite fights right here.
Shouldn't have done the slide. The ice slide.
Yeah. Again, because like, it feels like they actually got... Because instead of like hiring actors to teach them a fight, they just said, fuck it, this is going to be a bad movie anyways. Let's at least hire fighters who know what they're doing so we can get action scenes.
Oh shit, where am I going? This bridge certainly has a...
Rule number one in learning martial arts. Yelling loudly when kicking something.
They definitely learn from the Jason David Frank school of karate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Exactly.
I'm surprised we never see another member of Scorpion's family become like a phantom.
Nah, I mean this whole...
To like get revenge on Scorpion for failing them.
Yeah, it's only Scorpion who has vengeance in his heart, so...
That seems like it would be a pretty interesting plotline, though.
No, I agree, but this is not the movie to happen. That's actually pretty cool. Like, they kind of...
How did this happen?
That was wire work.
I was saying surprise. More in line of Sub-Zero saying it, too.
Yeah.
Master Frodo! And then, Gollum comes out of nowhere and bites off Sub-Zero's fingers.
That's weird.
Am I right?
Is that a thing Scorpion says in the game?
No, he never says that. Which just makes it funny. Well, so, yeah. I'm going to go do it.
Within fucking 5 minutes, everything's gone to hell.
We're in a nether realm now?
I don't remember.
When did this happen?
I don't fucking know where we're at.
I mean, you said we went directly to hell already. Sub-Zero, where did you go?
And then, again,
I still needed that ice bridge.
They could have, you know, brought Sub-Zero back. He's gone after that. That's the last we see of Sub-Zero. It's like, the guy was like, do I get paid? All right, I'm done.
Hey, man, when you've got a lot of cameos, you got to fit them all in.
I guess, but it's like with Sub-Zero, he could have been an interesting...
In no way pandering to the audience.
Ugh. We rarely see the effect of the world. Like, we see it in bits and pieces, but not... God, it's so horrible to look at.
We kind of saw it in Mortal Kombat 9, at least.
No, I'm talking about within the movie, not necessarily... in 9, it did it better. But,
Jax, the hell are you doing here?
No context for this at all.
Yeah, I wonder if he did this to himself, or if the army made him do it, if he signed up, if his sergeant slipped him a roofie and just did it while he was sleeping. With that said, those arms look pretty sweet. Am I right? Ben, did you mute your mic again?
Yeah, they look kind of rubbery to me, too. Too much rubber. Look cheaply made.
So many people in this movie had plastic surgery. You know who would have been a great pick for this guy?
Who?
In today's standards? The guy from Hell on Wheels.
I don't know who that is. I don't watch Hell on Wheels.
I'm going to have to look up the name because I'm blanking on it.
Look how strong he is. He can break metal bars.
People wouldn't call me a nerd for joining the chess club.
Jack, this is Jackson's in high school. He's this fucking nerd. And now here comes your favorite ninja. Cyrex.
Yeah, man. Cyrex is the bomb.
Is that a joke?
Also, Common? Your name is not Common.
Yeah, that's the Common. No. Common would not be a good Jax. He's too small.
Lonnie Rashid Lin.
Okay, Jax has to be somewhat beefy.
He's pretty beefy.
Who, Common?
Yeah, dude.
No, not that beefy.
He could get beefy.
He could, I guess.
He could also play Cyrex.
I feel like this is a Terminator reference right here.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to shatter this glass somehow.
And then for some reason, no, like, why are they doing that?
I mean, glass is sharp, dude.
No, but they're like,
watch out for the pointy ends.
Oh, my God. It's just like, why do that?
Why not?
Oh, wow, he speaks. This is before they knew Jax was a black guy, right?
What do you mean, Jax being a black guy?
I mean, Cyrax. That Cyrex is that they're not actually just robots. They're people. They're cyborgs.
As far as I'm aware, unless they did in one of the. Because
this came out before 4, and it's been 4 when we find out.
As far as I'm aware, unless it was in like a live action show.
I don't think they were.
We
in the
didn't
live action.
Find out Cyrex was black until 9.
No, I'm pretty sure it was in 4, and like in like his ending.
Because like, we didn't see Cyrex in 4.
He was in gold. Mortal Kombat Gold for the Dreamcast, because they added more characters there.
I wouldn't know then, because I never played that.
Well, go look it up. It's on there.
Due to not having a Dreamcast.
Well, I figured you would have heard about it or something. Fun fact, you can hear Cyrex's like sound effects from the game if you pay attention. It's probably the same. It's just in spirit of the palette swaps. They probably just had the same. Just reused the same costume, just painted it the different color, and just used the same actor. That looks so bad. Oh my god, it looks like trash.
Nah, man, it's like Indiana Jones in Temple of Doom,
Shut
right?
Shut the fuck up. Indiana Jones had it looked a lot better.
I don't even think that was the right Indiana Jones either.
Flip time!
Also, while looking, trying to look it up, I found a GameFAQs post asking, Cyrex is black?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my whole world has been turned upside down. When did they tell us this back when MK3 was released? it just all of a sudden decided to make him black, or was he always a black character?
He was always a, it's kind of a retcon, but then again, there wasn't really knowledge on Cyrus as a character, so he's always a black guy.
Apparently, he was black in Mortal Kombat 4 during his ending.
Yeah, I told you that. I just told you that.
Yeah, congratulations, you motherfucker. Mr. Oh, I had a Dreamcast because my dad was a fucking game store owner or some shit.
I mean, yeah, true, yeah.
My one weakness, walls.
You think how strong he would, he just could just rip it out, but I guess he gets stuck.
I mean, the only reason he got it in there was due to the momentum of the hit, I guess, the force. When you're just trying to pull it out, you're just relying on your fleshy parts.
I guess.
Oh shit, he's just standing there. Hey.
It's the net! So bad. It looks like, oh my god, the visual effects in this movie are garbage.
Cyrax's attack style was, based off of Metal Gear Solid 2, the Nanomachines. Nanomachines.
Into the pipes, fight over.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And here we get Sonya's only fatality in the series.
I feel like it's the only fatality we see.
I think you're right, actually.
Like, specifically a fatality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
Unless we count Shao Kahn snapping Johnny Cage's neck.
Yeah, that's the one. Shang Tsung dying in the first one. See,
But I'm talking more about trademark.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sonya, how can you be cold? There's a fire.
And that's a reference to her, what is it called, Kiss of Death?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Where she would just blow a heart and it would make you explode into a skeleton.
No, we don't get fatalities in this movie. We get animalities.
Show me your animality. It's the greatest line in the movie.
What, the...
I can't wait till we get to it.
Not the... I wish I had new legs. That's so bad looking! Oh my god, this movie is garbage!
I want someone to go over that exact scene and just shout MacGruber.
Oh, when they're jumping out and that shitty-ass fire effects?
Yeah. MacGruber!
Do it. That's your assignment. So that is Rain, who is a reference to Prince's album Purple Rain.
And Rain is... Wait, what? Sorry, what?
Yeah, you never heard that? That the reason he's purple, his name is Rain. It's a reference to Prince's album Purple Rain.
Get out.
Go look it up right now. That is a thing.
No, I'm fighting a four-armed lady fight a Minotaur.
Oh.
Also, trivia-wise, Rain is the quote-unquote Prince of Edinia.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter here. He's nothing here. He's basically a general of Shao Kahn.
Also mentions of Cabal and Striker, two cops from...
That got me excited, but then you never see them.
I would have loved to see Cabal and Striker. Oh, why does he do that?
Totally, but they tease you with it.
I don't understand why he does that. Because
he's angry.
Yeah, but why all the special effects for hitting him with the hammer?
Because he's powerful.
Also, the hammer.
Is the only time he uses... And it looks like he just taps him, like...
Hey, man, he's that strong. He's like One Punch Man.
I guess. That's the... And look
Except with a hammer.
Yeah.
The hammer is so fake.
Yeah, it does. Probably has no weight to it. Why doesn't he wear the mask? Just wear the mask.
He's indoors. Everybody knows who he is. He doesn't need it.
Look at the makeup on Montaro. That actually looks kind of impressive.
Also, that mask looked horrible, and I'm glad he's not wearing it anymore.
Oh, okay.
They could have at least done a little bit more makeup work on him, though. Make him look like, I don't know, he's more of a monster.
Yeah. And Ermac's there, who's just a dude. He's not... Like, has is it 100 souls or something trapped within him?
Hundreds.
Hundreds of souls.
I was a wrestler, you guys. Did you all know that?
Was he?
Wasn't that what you were telling me, that he was a wrestler?
He might have been. I don't know if he was a famous one, though.
God damn it, Ben.
He probably was, or he's probably an athlete or something, because you can tell he can't act. Yes, Sindel, we know you're happy about something.
It's so rude. He worked really hard on being Shao Kahn.
He was probably trying really hard. And we're suddenly...
Fucking try hard!
And we're in the American Southwest.
Oh, man. Brian Thompson looks weird nowadays.
Who's Brian Thompson?
He is Shao Kahn.
Oh, okay. How does he look now? Does he look old?
He looks old and with hair.
Oh. Well, I mean, he probably shaved it for this movie.
Apparently he has a black belt in Hapkido.
Oh, so he's an actual martial artist.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Again, they like I said, they probably cast most of the actors in the movie. Robin Shu is already a credible actor and a martial artist, but most of the people in this movie were probably just martial artists or fighters, and that's why the acting is so terrible because they didn't bother to teach them how to act. It is one of the.
Now, Ben, what you didn't know is that Brian Thompson actually had a great career as an actor. For example, he was the first character killed by the Terminator in the first movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That is, small world, isn't it?
In the group of gangsters, uh-oh, right?
Wolf!
No! Bad doggy! Go join with your friend. Go join with your tech nerd.
He's Oh, God, shit. That looks awful.
It looks pretty neat.
No.
I like it.
Now, Nightwolf's costume, I mean, it's hard to fuck up Nightwolf's costume.
Yeah, just make him an Indian. Or, I'm sorry, Native American.
Yeah. But this is like cosplay. This is basically cosplay now.
Everybody's having a good time. I like it.
Again, this is another character that actually could be cool within the series that's different within this movie, provided, like, add another hero, and it's like, nope, done after this scene. Why is he whispering? Oh, he's whispering.
So another certain character doesn't hear them.
Now he's not whispering. So what's Nightwolf's deal? He's a shaman, right?
Yes. He tries to purify evil.
And,
I think he also tries to...
And in Retcon and in MK9, when they retold the first three games, he's actually at the first Mortal Kombat tournament. Not the first, but the ninth, the tenth one.
Find your animality. Oh, I love it. You must fight a woman scantily clad in green.
If you look at his body, he actually looks pretty, like...
Oh, shit, he's got a magical hatchet.
Yeah. That's so...
That was just rude.
Gotta add that Native American drum. Gotta add that in there. And that Nightwolf's gone.
Nightwolf, you killed a human.
And on Kitana, and then... This is so bad.
This is what happens when you take drugs, kids.
Yep.
Always say no.
He's doing peyote.
If somebody offers you a magical hatchet, don't take it.
Oh, no, there he is.
Oh, that's rude. Why are you talking to me? Shouldn't you be back in Star Trek?
Here comes... Why do you like that line so much?
He just sells it so well.
Like, they're paying me, I might as well try.
Feel your animality.
Brr. And for some fucking reason, it's snowing.
In a desert.
I mean, that's possible. It's not unheard of.
Have you ever heard of it snowing in a desert?
Maybe not like in the south, but like if you're further north, like near mountains, sure. He's probably near a mountain base.
It's a mountain area, though, not a full-blown desert with sand everywhere.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably the most provocative scene in any of the two movies.
Because he's crawling on his...
Not that. But, like, Jade. Oh, who I'm spoiling her appearance, but whatever. It's Jade. Who is...
I wanted to play for the part of Mary Magdalene in a Jesus Christ Superstar reboot.
Which is interesting because Jade in the more recent games is... She's seen more as black, right?
I would say more Brazilian.
Brazilian? Okay, but she's not Asian. She's clearly not Asian. But Jade first appeared in Mortal Kombat 3, and she was one of the more broken characters in that fucking game.
I don't know what you're telling me. Jade was very easily beatable.
No. I'm talking about if you had somebody who knew what they were doing. Like, seriously, like, look at her. She's dressing. She's
I'm
going to
put your head right in my boobs.
Also, he's committing an infidelity against Kitana at this point.
They're not married.
No, but he loves her, though. So.
Nor are they in a relationship.
They totally were.
They didn't do it. I didn't see a kiss. I'm much like a Kitana's sister, Melina. Have you seen those munchers? God. My God. Well, fine. Fucking weirdo. I don't want to talk to you anyways. Seriously, though, she kind of reminds me of the lady that tried to play Mary, or not tried to play, but played Mary in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really? Why is that?
She does kind of look like her a little bit, plus the rags she's got on.
And now, for some reason, transformation, rags. And then she's mad because she has her hair in a bun.
Also, it's not snowing anymore. Who knew that she was such a master illusionist?
Yep. She does have her trademark bow staff.
Surely this was in the lore of Mortal Kombat all along. Was that a spear at the end of that?
I didn't notice, actually.
I'm gonna.
I am a sucker for green, though.
As am I. Yeah, that was a spear. Didn't even get her weapon right.
Oh, so it's not a bow staff. It's a fucking spear.
Or I guess a javelin, since she threw it.
Yeah. Oh, she looks angry.
And you can also throw a spear.
Yeah, she's angry.
So, are we done with the foreplay now? Yeah. What? The fuck is this shit?
You're full of shit, lady. So I would say, you're full of shit. You try to kill me. God, that fucking, like, really?
Well, Ryan Thompson was also in a lot of bad movies, too.
What was that?
Joe Dirt being one of them.
He was in Joe Dirt? Who was he in Joe Dirt?
Buffalo Bob.
What the fuck?
Yep.
I look at Shao Kahn entirely different now.
He was also in a movie called, where was it? Flight of the Living Dead. Which is a zombie movie made after 2005. Which you know is just going to be god-awful.
Yeah.
Any zombie movie made after 2000 is pretty bad.
Oh, look, we're back here again.
Except for maybe World War Z. That was pretty cool.
It was all right.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
Listen to our World War Z commentary.
All the way back from last June.
Where we both watched it completely blind.
Yeah, that was fun. We should do more of those this year. Basically, Kitana's is Princess Peach in this movie.
He was Night Slasher in the movie Cobra.
There's a movie called Cobra?
Apparently. Sounds cool. And it's an 80s movie, so it must be good. Here, drink from this poison goblet. Goblet? Yeah, it's definitely a goblet. Goblet Legends. Oh, that's rude. Has anyone ever actually done that to you?
No, I've thankfully never had that happen. But now, I was going to say this. In MK lore, Shao Kahn conquers Edenia,
yes.
Which is Princess Kitana and Queen Sindel's homeworld, and basically marries Sindel and adopts Kitana as her own, as his daughter.
Yes. And even though it doesn't really get into it in this movie.
No, they mentioned it in the first movie, though. But they never really talked.
I was going to mention something else. Oh. I was going to mention that Shao Kahn takes Quan Chi to use some of Kitana's blood and flesh to create a whole new sibling.
Well, we're going to
miss Melina.
Yeah, we'll see Melina later on, though.
We don't see Melina in this movie, do we?
Yep. Actually, we're about to get to it right now.
I don't remember Melina at all.
She's vicious. She has. It's not. Well.
Does somebody just have the air conditioner on at all times during this movie? Come on.
Probably just cold. They probably filmed it like in the winter.
Somebody, come on.
Give her a jacket. Jax, give her a fucking jacket. You don't need it.
Yeah, you got metal arms. Well, actually, he might need them more if it's cold. If he did actually have metal arms.
Yeah. They look so bad.
I like it. I'm trying to tell, though, whether or not the inner parts of his arm is just paint, or if he's wearing, like, a sleeve underneath it, or if it's just part of the foam.
See, this is another stupid thing. Like, why doesn't he explain to her? Why doesn't she explain to him what the fuck is going on? Because it looks like, based on, like, his dialogue, like, Sonya, for some reason, is being vague as hell for no apparent reason.
She's grieving. She's not in her right mindset.
Probably.
Her boyfriend just died.
I love Jax just keeps going. I feel like he was actually saying that, and like they just said, fuck it, just keep it in.
Huh. There's a lot of wet mud around here.
Oh, boy. Hey, doesn't that look familiar?
Eh, it's probably not important.
Seriously, doesn't it look familiar?
Yeah, it's not important at all. What are you talking about? It looks like that thing Johnny Cage was on top of.
Oh, you were wondering where Melina is, right?
There. Oh, shit, she's got the size.
Yep. Did you not think this is Melina?
I honestly did not remember Melina being in this movie.
I mean, this is all she is. There's no context. That's the only reference right there, is that you confuse her for Kitana. That's it. That's about it. You never see behind the... probably because they couldn't afford to do it, or they were too lazy to. Did you never see behind the... The mask.
So Ben, let me ask you something right now. Two women fighting in basically what's a mud wrestling pit.
Yeah, it's pretty much mud wrestling, yeah.
Would you say this is sexist or what?
It's definitely pandering to like the male demographic. Like it is definitely pandering to that, yeah. Cause even the first MK movie didn't have this shenanigans.
Cause I've noticed this entire time that Sonya has just not been wearing a bra. Which makes this a little more interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, I would probably say the same for Melina as well. But then again, she's wearing what kind of looks like a corset, maybe.
Yeah.
So I guess she has a better excuse.
And
also, that was a very quick fight.
Yeah, it was. And that's it. Melina's gone.
Rip.
Yeah.
That dragon only comes out.
That looks so bad! Oh my god. And then Jax just starts punching it, and he's like, dude, quit it, quit it, ow, stop it!
You can almost say he's fisting it right in the butt.
God damn it.
But with that said, it looks like he's almost coming out of my screen, it looks so real.
Shut the fuck up. I actually thought that was supposed to be Johnny Cage.
What, the giant monster?
Yeah, because like the formation looked like the thing that Johnny Cage was planted on. At the beginning of the movie. So as a kid, I always thought that was Johnny Cage turned into a monster. And that's why she was so freaked out by it.
Probably.
But again, the movie doesn't... That could be completely wrong, so...
This does, however, explain very much why I didn't remember Melina at all.
Because it's so fucking quick.
Come on, we gotta get out of here. We got more cameos to shoot.
Yeah, I think that's it, actually. I don't think there's any more. No! We got Chameleon later on. That's the last one, I think.
Chameleon, not Reptile?
No, it's Chameleon. I think it was confirmed to be Chameleon. Reptile died in the last one, remember?
I mean, it looked like they had a whole bunch of reptiles because of the way the statue...
Yeah, but if you look at it, it's black and it's not green, and Chameleon was always, like, more black, so...
Why is everything gotta be a color thing with you?
Because I see color.
Let's see. J.J. Perry was Cyrex, Scorpion, and Noob Saibot.
Yeah,
Noob Saibot was in this movie?
He's in it at the very final scene.
Let's see, I remember.
They never say his name, though, but it's pretty much like... You're going to get mad when you see it, though. Or become slightly annoyed.
Oh, and Ed Boon voiced Scorpion.
Oh, so he's the one who went, suckers!
Yeah. Which makes a whole lot more sense now. I did not see him.
Basically, this whole scene jumps up to the Elder God's, like, basically, like, that emoji shrug. I'm like, welp.
Yeah. Nobody is credited as either a reptile or a chameleon. Except for as Raptor 1.
I always consider them chameleons, so... Another one, Raiden? I don't know.
Whom, by the way, was also apparently in Ninja Turtles 2, the secret of the Ooze.
Who was in Teenage Ninja Turtles 2?
Mark Kesso, person playing Raptor number 1.
Who is he? Who does he play in the Turtles movie?
I shall look this up. He's only been in 8 movies, so this will be very quick to find. Oh, shit. He was Leonardo. Oh, wait, that's 3. Yeah, also Leonardo.
Okay.
He went far. With that said, Mark Casso was also in Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. These are all very humorous names.
Where the fuck is Sonya?
What you don't know is she's plotting things. Also, I'm pretty sure they made it look like her nipples were coming out of that thing.
Yeah, they are.
Come on, guys. Like, I'm not the only one here, am I?
No, you're not.
It's getting kind of blatant at times.
No, I think that's the point. The fuck is up with their armor? Look at that. Look how shit that looks.
How come we didn't find these guys in Mortal Kombat X?
I don't know.
Come on, NetherRealm Studios. Get on it.
Look, now he's just wearing the helmet.
Why is Sindel wearing, like, a black mask?
No, she wasn't wearing a black mask. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she was. She was, like, wearing, like, a sack. Or, like, not Lederhosen. That's a different thing entirely.
Yeah.
Looks weird though.
And he just comes in. Did you see that? Did you see the cut? Like, he does the flip and then they do a brief cut and he's like, and then go. Oh my god, that was so bad.
So, what's with the hair there, Billy Idol?
It's fucking Raiden in his new haircut.
Why is Billy Idol here, Ben?
If you didn't know his name, you wouldn't even guess this is fucking Raiden. This should be a fucking skin in MKX.
Is he here to tell us it's a nice day for a white wedding? That's the only song I know. This is...
Wow.
Why the haircut?
Exactly. Like, Raiden comes off as such, like, douchey with that. Like, what the fuck's up with your arms, bruh?
You shouldn't rely on those. Only your will.
I mean, that's kind of true. That's like the ultimate lesson. Don't rely on your weapons. Rely on your inner strength. That is kind of true. But still, Raiden was kind of a douche about it to begin with.
I don't know. Were you there when Johnny Cage had his neck snapped? Oh, right. You were.
I mean, at least this Jax doesn't have get the metal arms like the MK9 Jax does. Because holy hell.
Yeah, that was pretty gruesome.
Like, see, I think I actually wanted to throw up when I saw it when that scene happened.
For some reason, this actually kind of tingles a little bit.
Well, I mean, you did lose your godhood, Raiden, so.
You think losing your godhood would have all your powers leave you immediately?
Nah, it's got to be slowly but surely.
Where'd your mask go, Shao Kahn?
And now this is the first instance we get of Sindel's screaming power.
Sindel's OP, I demand she be nerfed.
She was fucking OP.
Also the only woman so far who hasn't had her fiddly bits showing.
She's older, that's why.
Hey, man. Everybody likes, some people like the mature, you know what I mean?
By the way, when that scene where he's like doing the arm thing, I'm pretty sure they were supposed to put lightning there. God, that looks so awful. Oh my.
Keep telling you, it doesn't look at that bad.
It looks, it's bad,
especially
even
for a movie that was back
no,
in 1997.
No, because Jurassic Park looked better than this, and that came out in 93. This is bad. I've seen fan films with better production than this piece of shit.
Oh, apparently there was going to be a third Mortal Kombat film
called,
that was going to be developed called Mortal Kombat Devastation.
Yep, that was. I was going to get into that as the movie ended, but I guess we'll get into it now. That was the first time I actually gotten like fully into like looking up for like sources online to find treatments about it, and then it ultimately never happened.
Right.
I think the original actor for Johnny Cage at the time, this was like 2006, 2005. Maybe it would have been earlier than that. Like he was supposed to come back, like the original Johnny Cage was supposed to come back, and it was I don't remember what the storyline was going to be, but like it was going to be basically like the first movie, but just never got off the ground.
Damn. Also, do you know why Michael J. White didn't come back to be Jax for this movie?
Why?
Well, he was scheduled to play as Jax, but he eventually got the lead part in Spawn instead. He would eventually portray Jax in Mortal Kombat Rebirth and Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah.
So he, instead of being in one video game, he decided to be a comic book character.
Yeah, Jax, Spawn's not that bad of a movie. It's actually pretty...
I swear to God.
That's actually where the hint of MK2 storyline comes in, where they have to come to Outworld to fight Shao Kahn.
Right. And the original Johnny Cage, Lyndon Ashby, was asked to return as Johnny Cage, but turned it down after reading the script. So he just must have been like, you know what, I've read this, there's a lot of shit going on, I don't think I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. That's a great line.
No.
Say it again.
I'm just going to wander through Outworld. Yep, and this is the only hint of lore. Edenia. That's Edenia, guys.
That does not look like a place of serenity and goodwill.
Oh, Sindel's here. And there's Chameleon.
You mean reptiles number 1, 2, and 3?
No, I call him Chameleon.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, Bob. See, it's all black. See?
But they also they all have the mask of reptile.
I have to look at it again. I don't think they do. Because reptile had like a demon mask last time.
He had a mask that had like a open mouth with fangs.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I don't think these guys have them, but we're about to find out.
Also, apparently in the third Mortal Kombat movie, they would have had Johnny Cage resurrected to fight Quan Chi in a resurrected Shang Tsung.
Oh, you're right, they do. So maybe this is reptiles. I don't know. I always thought these were supposed to be chameleons. This is Raiden's second fight scene.
These are very necessary flips.
I think the idea is that he can't, like, they're being stealthy as fuck, but they're not.
Flips are stealthy?
Well, I mean, the way he's looking, he's like, I know you're there, but I can't see you. Like, I think they're supposed to be invisible. The effects team was like, we ran out of money, we can't do it.
Turns out this entire scene was just actually CGI.
What? Like, and then this right here. Why?
What is with this?
Like, why?
We want a fight scene, but only use kicks.
Kick in the head.
Hey, you're cheating. You're not supposed to be using your arms. This is a kick.
That's actually a callback right there. A call to like where in MK3 you could uppercut to another stage.
Yeah, that's pretty great. even though it just comes into the same stage.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, it's the idea. Damn. Flop. Do you see how he just dropped her?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he dropped her off screen, too.
God damn it. God damn it, Jax, get your hand off her.
No.
Why isn't he wearing the mask now?
Because everybody has to know what the Emperor looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him. French people don't wear masks, right?
Actually, if you see the wizards in the front, those are the same wizards from MK2 and the float in that high tower area.
They're just kind of floating there doing nothing.
Yeah, so that's a nice little reference right there.
Yes, my son, continue. Well, this is awkward.
Liu Kang sneaking into the enemy base.
Oh, and Bridget Wilson Sampras was offered to reprise the role of Sonya Blade, but she turned it down for a role in I Know What You Did Last Summer, which came out in that same year.
Wise choice.
She would also later play the teacher in Billy Madison.
What year did that come out?
I don't remember. Billy Madison.
Was it 98?
Oh, never mind. Billy Madison came out in 95.
Oh, okay, so before this.
Seems like something that would have come out afterwards. Now, I think there was actually a bit of a...
Oh, look! Look at... This is... We've talked about shitty makeup jobs before, right?
Right.
Well... About to get a lot worse.
I think you could unlock the explanation of how they did the makeup job on this in, like, either Deadly Alliance or Deception,
and
where it was actually just a video of how they did it.
That's so bad.
Like, they just went to a Halloween costume shop, found the scariest mask, and just kind of painted over and put teeth into it.
And it's Baraka.
Barack Obama, what are you doing here? That's the easiest joke someone can make. Also, his pants should also be white. Worst bad movie. 0 out of 10. Would not watch again.
Baraka, one of the more cooler looking characters from a design point in MK2 just because of the fucking blade hands. Right. And then it's like, nope.
At least we would get a better rendition of Barak in X-Men Origins Wolverine. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess. Rip! Like, why?
Also, the actor playing Scorpion was also different, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which you wouldn't immediately tell due to the costume.
Yeah.
But he decided he wanted to continue doing stunt work in Batman and Robin.
Oh.
A lot of movies came out in 1997. Holy crap.
1997 does not seem like it was a good year for the cinema. It does not seem like it was a good year. Hey, Shiva!
She was also going to have a larger role in the movie, but due to, money issues and the cost of the makeup just
Bye,
to
Shiva.
Keep her in the movie,
you ruined my
they decided against it.
Ooh, what, Shiva?
Yeah.
I guess they couldn't keep up animating her extra arms?
Yeah, pretty much.
So her arms are animated and not puppets like Goro.
It could also be puppets.
You think they could have just hired the puppets. God, I'm so glad this movie moves really quickly, and that's the one saving grace this movie is that it moves quickly, so you don't dwell on anything too long.
Right. In the film, Jax fitted his arms with muscle enhancers, essentially a sort of exoskeleton that quadrupled his muscle capacity.
Yeah, he said that in the movie.
However, in the storyline for Mortal Kombat 3, one of the shared premises for this film, Jax had his actual arms removed and fitted himself with the bionic arms.
So, yeah, that pretty much what happens in MK9.
Do you think he had them willingly removed in 3, though? Or
probably
did it also happen as it did in 9?
Maybe not the same as 9, probably similar. And Sindel, her original creation, she's supposed to be inspired like off of the Bride of Frankenstein, isn't she?
Probably. Same is pretty blatant with the...
With the hair?
Yeah. Oh, that's just rude. And now we're going to get a real telling of Mortal Kombat 9, where Sindel just wrecks
everybody.
Everybody.
This is her hair. The only time she uses her hair.
Was her blades?
They look
there
like,
were blades in her hair.
Yeah, they didn't look like the whipping. Like, yeah, those were fucking... Because they cut him.
The fuck are you doing with your hair, lady?
And the thing is, like, they didn't go... I'm surprised they didn't just go full... By the way, you can tell she's evil because it's back in a ponytail again. And, like, for some reason, when women put their hairs in, like, when they're... Like, it's point... I think it's
why,
anybody...
Why,
just
why are you spinning, Sindel? Also, how can you say that when Katana's hair is in a ponytail?
No, I mean,
time?
Like, when it's pulled back like that, where, like the hair's all up like that, just makes you look evil.
Well, deuces. I'm outies.
Magical fairy
Wonderful
dust away!
Man. I also want somebody to edit that scene when Sindel's spinning around.
And then cut her out slowly, very slowly, and then she steps off the rock?
No. Then it just cuts to a
So they think she went out through there, right? How?
You didn't hear my joke, did you?
No.
When Sindel's turning it around all like that, mm-hmm. Someone should have a cut for Wonder Woman's transformation.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Wonder Woman!
I mean, you can't even trust Sonya. She hasn't given you any kind of information.
And Jax is like, "Welp, I'm sorry. Welp, I feel bad now.
Why didn't anybody tell me this? Sonya, come on!"
And now we get exposition a little bit. Has that always been there?
You didn't tell us you were in the Black Dragon Clan?
I guarantee some people thought it was an issue when they first saw it.
What?
Oh, no, it's not. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Apparently, you know, during the scene Kitana and Liu Kang were trailing through the tunnels in that weird ball thing?
Mm-hmm.
The song Plan was the same one Jim Levenstein strips to in American Pie.
That's weird. Uh-oh, here it comes.
My dad was an Elder God once.
Is that true canonically? I don't think so, right?
Shinnok is Raiden's dad?
Yeah.
I don't remember that much, but I know that they're both Elder Gods.
Wait, Raiden's not an Elder God, though. Not in the games.
What does it make Khan? Demigod?
Hold on. No, hold on.
Semigod?
Dun, dun, dun! How did you feel when he said that line?
I didn't realize I was watching a soap opera.
That's like the biggest retcon they could make, right? That they all of a sudden, out of fucking nowhere, add this brotherly relationship, this like brother versus brother thing between the two. And it doesn't really need it.
Somebody play the Pokemon music. Brother, my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rude. Well, why would you want to do that? Oh, hi there. Well, isn't that just a happy face?
Damn.
He must have been really angry about getting punched in the butt all those times.
Probably.
What do you mean one last attack? It's only been like, what, a day? Maybe two?
No, it's been like six.
Has it really been six?
Yep. Because they're on the final day.
It doesn't feel like time has really gone that quickly.
Yeah, because they don't tell the passage of time really well. Because remember, when they met Sub-Zero, it had been 2 days at that point.
What do they fucking do? Just dawdle?
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Take a coffee break?
Pretty much. Montaro, upper body?
This kitten's got
ripped.
Claws.
Like, seriously, Montaro's fucking ripped.
Yeah, shame he didn't have any worthwhile fights.
No, he gets one. We're not there yet, though.
I said worthwhile fights.
You don't like... Oh, okay, so I guess we'll get into it later. So, yeah, they added this stupid, unimportant, doesn't really need it, Shao Kahn. The Shao Kahn and Raiden are brothers, which is why. Like, what was... There's no... They don't play off of it at all. Like, you think they would have revealed that at the beginning of the movie. Like, Shao Kahn gives no fucks. Brother, right. I'm here to kill you.
Look, Raiden. I mean, what? Also, as a random bit of trivia, apparently Kitana and Melina are not twins because Melina has blue eyes and Kitana has brown eyes.
They're... In the movie? Or in the canon?
Yes, in the movie.
Okay, yeah, well...
Which also is not how you tell twins.
Exactly, because twins can look different and still be twins.
Being a twin does not...
Congratulations, Dragon, we're in the final act of the movie.
Twins is being born roughly around the same time as each other.
Yeah, within like, what, 5 minutes?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, I've never heard anything be longer than that, unless it's like quadruplets. Oh, you can see World Trade Centers, by the way, in the background. Which is kind of eerie to look at still.
A little bit.
Yeah, see, they are right there.
They look pretty rocky.
Aw. Not gonna lie, it's hard to look at stuff like that, you know?
I didn't mean that like a...
No, I know.
Actually kind of like rocky.
Yeah, just because of how shitty the CGI is.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Final battle time.
Feel your animality. Oh, apparently, you remember the actor that was Sub-Zero earlier?
Yeah.
He was also in the first movie.
As Sub-Zero?
As Reptile.
Okay.
The third actor to come back to the films.
And it's the final boss's trope. You have Ermac, Sindel, Motaro just standing there, and of course at the top, Shao Kahn himself.
With Shinnok just kind of hanging out.
Yep.
I hope nobody sees me. I'm wearing all black and it's shadowy.
They probably didn't see him. It's 4v4, motherfuckers. Look, they do the villain. They do the villain hero matchups. Look, see.
Hey, how's it
Jax
going?
Is gonna fight you. Kitana, of course, is gonna fight her mother. Sonya's gonna fight Ermac, and then of course the hero fights the villain. Liu Kang versus Shang Tsung. I mean, Shao Kahn.
It's all so silly. Has Liu Kang had? Yeah, he's had.
He's had a couple of fights. Not a lot. Not a lot of good ones either. Liu Kang doesn't have, like, he had one good fight with Smoke earlier. That was about it.
Hey, how's it going? Why do you always have to be a rebel, Raiden? Why can't you join our cause?
Dun dun. Like, it's just like, what, like, this is the only time the brother, the family thing comes into play, and it's just like, no point to it. No weight to it. It doesn't have any weight because you only build up to it in the last act.
Oh, he said a line from the games.
Yep.
We can go home, guys.
Oh my, could have said this earlier. Could have set this up.
No, man, because apparently Raiden's brother died a long time ago.
His heart, anyway.
Also,
that actually looks painful.
Quan Chi move.
Like, the way he landed and the sound effect actually sounded pretty fucking painful as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much he broke his spine.
Liu Kang, I can't feel my legs.
Actually, it's kind of odd and kind of sad to see Raiden in this state right here.
I figured it would be to be expected since he gave up his godly powers.
No, true. Like,
why did he do that again?
To help, because he wanted to know what it's like to be a human, I guess.
No.
Also, he can't enter Outworld as a god.
Yeah, he can. He just
not
won't have
movies.
His powers at that point.
Not in the movies. They remember in the first movie they established he can't go to Outworld because he's a god.
That's dumb.
It is dumb, but it's within the roles of the movie, so.
Even in the first three games, they could go to Outworld.
I know. It's
dumb. He doesn't have his godly powers.
Oh, Liu Kang's pissed now. I mean, do you think the fate of the world would be more motivation enough, but nah.
Now the protector of the realm is dead. What are they going to do about it?
Some protector he was. He died.
Right?
Oh, there goes Montaro. I didn't get that reference as a kid at all. What the fuck is he talking about?
I'll take that guy that doesn't never talk. Hey, Sony, you
want
to switch?
Fun fact, Wataru is fucking cheap as hell in Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, he is.
Fucking can reflect projectiles, teleport, two-hit kills. Ridiculous. So you don't like this fight?
Who said I didn't like the fight?
You said it was underwhelming. This is the only fight Montaro has.
I mean, look at him. He's just roaring at him.
And well, he roars in the game. That's what he does in the game, so.
It's true. Sony just beat Ermac by faking him out.
Yeah, Ermac's only Ermac in name. He doesn't use any of, like, the powers that Ermac has.
Because that would cost money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not even Sidel. It's just straight up martial arts. Like, they're like you would think, like, hey, use the powers.
You wish to push Ermac. For you are many, we are but one.
Here we go.
So.
Oh, he's cracked his neck. You know that means serious business now.
So, where's the chips and dip? I came here for the salsa? I do at least kind of like the pauldrons and cape.
Yeah.
Where'd the cape go?
He's disappeared. And this is, look, we get a Jack special move. Shockwave!
Get that ground pound action.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, dude. Come okay. on. Ow, right in the neck. Plop.
Yeah, if you want a challenge, though, go fight Montaro in MK3. Fucker is cheap as all hell.
Or play any of the earlier, I was about to say Pokemon games for some reason.
Well, I was just saying fight it, just sticking to Mortal Kombat. I mean, Goro's cheap, but fucking Wataru's worse.
That is very true. And now we get the montage of all the heroes losing.
Yeah.
Oh no, my batteries are dead.
I need more Duracell. I think Montaro actually beats the shit out of him with his own arm, which is hilarious, actually, in retrospect.
Fun fact about that, in Mortal Kombat 4, Quan Chi has a fatality where he tears off your leg and then beats you with it.
Yeah. It's one of the more funnier fatalities.
I definitely love doing that fatality to everybody. It always felt like the greatest taunt you could do to your opponent.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's Noob Saibot.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Bill.
Double kick. And they literally do that for about 5 minutes. They just literally slap her around. Seriously.
What happened to the great choreography we had?
I don't know. It was like, this is like the, like, it, again, that's, this is like the, even the, like, the choreography was fine. It was kinetic. Here, it's just like, they all got, like, fuck this. You just want to go home.
That's it. Fuck this. I'm tired of this arm.
Seriously, it's like... So stupid.
My God.
Nutshot. Actually like him better without the arms.
Looks pretty neat. Also, with Sonya Blade asking, screaming for help,
Yeah.
everybody gets some new inspiration to help the damsel in distress.
Why couldn't he be that athletic earlier? What the fuck?
The arms were weighing him down.
Okay, I actually could buy that. That is probably a lot of weight happening.
I was just pulling an answer out of my ass. I mean,
He
yeah.
actually using his legs? What kind of bullshit is this?
Rip. This might have been more dangerous if somebody held a gun to Sonya's head.
Oh, look, here comes in
Oh, hey,
Ermaster.
she did the thing again.
Yeah, she's the only one who gets fit.
Don't do it. I am your mother. Oh, hey, Liu Kang's still dying.
Yep. Here it
Brian
comes.
Thompson just leans into his ear and just whispers, "Hail Hydra."
Hey kids, did you have fun with the shitty CGI earlier? Here's some
I can feel
more.
it, Mr. Krabs!
Oh god, this looks so horrible. Look how bad that looks. It doesn't even look like his fatality, his animality in MK3.
It's close enough.
No, it's not. He should at least look like a fucking Chinese dragon. And then this. For some dumb reason, he's a Hydra.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man.
This is
And he's just like,
so.
oh shit, I gotta fight this now. I'm regretting every decision I've ever made.
This is so dumb.
We see where all the money went.
You've clearly. Guarantee most of the budget went fucking here. That awkward ass flip right there.
I felt my animality, but I'm already losing.
I can't tell what the fuck is going on with the perspective.
Yeah, what the hell happened there? Did he cut it with the wings?
I
The
don't know.
claws of his legs? Oh no. I gotta do that thing.
So all that build up and then done.
Yep. We only had enough money in the budget to do that one short thing.
Oh God. Should have ended the fight if it was cooler looking, you know what I mean?
Dragon didn't even breathe fire.
Oh, he just kind of cut him up and just like waggled around a little bit.
I mean, that's great and all, but that doesn't answer my question.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna stop. How can this? I that's great, no, but that doesn't answer my question. Oh my god. Oh, look, Shao Kahn's bleeding. I want those robes, though. Look at those.
I would definitely wear those robes, especially if they came in green.
Oh, here comes.
I almost broke you during a commentary again.
Yeah. Here we go. We got the fight song. It's gonna be awesome, right?
Yeah! Swan dive.
Feel like he was doing the Zangief dive right there. Okay, that looked like that fucking hurt.
I mean, have you ever been thrown against a brick wall?
Yeah.
That shit hurts.
Yes, it does.
I can feel it again, Mr. Krabs.
And all of a sudden, Liu Kang is some. Well, I guess because Shao Kahn's mortal for some fucking reason.
Because of the Elder Gods? I don't
Yeah,
know.
they literally are the ghosts in the machine.
The Deus Ex Machina, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, if only Shao Kahn was this effing easy in the game, right?
I mean, Liu Kang's being played by a good player.
True.
I mean, come on.
Ow! I feel like that actually hurt. He landed on his head right there.
Yeah, he did. He's also a martial artist, so he's a professional.
Yeah.
He knows how to land on his head the right way.
Drop kick.
That's not the right kick. You're supposed to bicycle kick him. Or just do the high flying kick. Oh, shit.
How do you think that last one hit?
Ow.
And just like that, Shao Kahn is defeated.
This looks painful.
That
and
looks...
now he gets Superman'd.
Yep,
or Zod.
Yep. Ugh.
Hello, I was actually a black dragon the entire time. Deuces, I'm outies. Spoilers.
By the way, when they cut to the wide shot of, it's like nothing happens. It's like nothing's happening to him. You're like, fuck it, we don't want to bother with it.
Yeah, it was a dream, man. You didn't know that?
Thank goodness. Oh my god. This movie is terrible.
So, do any of you guys remember what just happened? Why are you staring at me like I'm crazy?
Did they pretty much have a universal reboot right here? Is that what happened?
I guess.
I mean, Johnny Cage is probably still dead. But Sonya's over
Sindel
it. Sindel
doesn't have that white stripe across her hair. Mm-mm. Because white stripes apparently
this
mean little.
And it doesn't help because this is a time when MK... Basically, the MK hype train that was in the early 90s, this is when it started to die off a little bit. Like, I don't know how... I don't think the transition to 3D for MK4 was received all that well, and then you had... The PlayStation 2, Xbox 360 era, and these like a bad television series around this time and a bad movie. It was clear that the MK hype train was dying.
What's this? I think I'm becoming a wind god. This isn't supposed to be what I am.
Like, look how bad that looks. They literally just like threw on some effects and like. Some kind of shitty high school program, just like, yeah, it's fine.
That's a particle effect and a half. Also, if he's supposed to be the wind god at this point, that is not supposed to be Raiden. That's supposed to be Fujin.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Fujin's pretty broken in MK4.
Yeah, Fujin's one of the more, yeah.
Because of that crossbow he's got.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't seen Fujin since.
He was in MKX, but a cameo only.
Not well, I meant, like, fight as Fujin.
Yeah. I mean, the last time he was in was MK4, I think. No, Deadly Alliance. Was he in Deadly... I mean, was he in...
The last time we got to fight as Fujin was...
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Yeah. Bye, Raiden.
Deuces. I'm outies.
And they go, and they all go skipping off into the. That's it.
We did the thing.
Reddit. Dragon, final thoughts?
It's campy as hell, and I love it.
This is bad. John R. Leonetti, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is bad.
Nah, man, they wrote the greatest line in the movie. Feel your animality.
Anything else you want to say on this one?
If you enjoy Mortal Kombat, I at least ask that you try and give it a good view.
You know what's bonus on the DVD? There's a fight-only mode, so you don't have to watch the movie. You'll only have to watch. It'll only cut you to the fight sections of the movie.
They realized they didn't want to waste your time with plot, so they just gave you all the fight scenes. Right? What did you think of the movie?
It's
just
bad. It's fucking bad. Like, the first MK had problems, but at least it's entertaining. It's more faithful to the source material besides the blood. Here it's just like, the fuck are you doing with this? Like this is like when people think of like bad move video game movies. This is the one of them. It isn't the poster boy, but it's fucking one of them.
What's the poster boy? Street Fighter?
Probably Street Fighter. Yeah, because Street Fighter is a lot fucking worse. Jane's Remar. There you go. Yeah, this is bad. I think this is the first bad movie we've done in a long time. Because usually we don't like to do those because those are easy, but. So let us know what you thought of MK Annihilation. Did you love it as a kid and hate it as an adult?
I'm going to rate this movie 5 stars on Netflix.
Of course you fucking are. This movie gets my rating of fucking 2 stars. It's bad. It has some redeeming fights, but then the movie, the final act is just garbage. It's just utter, it's garbage. It's human garbage.
Oh, that's rude.
I don't care. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us with our third commentary of 2016. Come back next week as we get a little, as it's morphin' time. Have a good night, everybody.
You replace camp with more camp?